Հանուհոր եւ օրհո եւ հոգուին սրբո, ամեն. I have moved many times in my life, unfortunately. And every time I move, I remember how much I hate it. And perhaps the most difficult of all my moves that I have done is moving from one church to another, moving to this new church. And the reason for that is all of the things I have, all of my books, all of my files, all of my papers, all of my office work, is all in the pods, the big white boxes out there, and they are stationed there for the past 3 months, and now it's going on 4 months. And this is not, I'm not trying to criticize anyone. It's just very difficult to move when you don't have everything you need when you need it. And I don't even have my office ready, and I've been working out of this vestry for the past 3 months, or from my house. To add to this, all of the things that we use in the church have been divided amongst my garage and my deacon's garages. So trying to find something for a festival or for a feast is very, very hard. And it might be in this church, it might be in Deacon Donald's garage, it might be in my garage, it might be in someone else's garage, and I don't even know it. So needless to say, moving is never fun. It's not easy, and it's annoying, and it ruins plans. But we also live in a world today that if you cannot find something, we just go out and buy it. If we don't know where it is, it's not a big deal, we'll just go and buy a new one. So we'll have two or three or four of the same thing. And unfortunately, this is also true when it comes to people. If someone is not doing what they are supposed to be doing, we say they are expendable. We can get rid of them, whether it be a worker or even a friend or a family member. I'll find a new friend, someone who's going to help me, who's going to work for me, who's going to do what I need them to do. In today's gospel reading, Jesus makes a very foretelling statement. And at first glance, it seems very straightforward. But when we look at the real meaning behind it, we see how much weight it has. In today's gospel reading, Christ says a very foretelling statement. He says, "For the Son of Man has come so that he can save the lost." The Son of Man has come to save the lost. And at first glance, we look at this and we say, oh, this makes sense. All right, he's come, he's going to find them, he's going to bring them back. But in Armenian, the word save does not mean save like we think. It does not mean help someone get out of a difficult situation or to keep safe, which save means. The Armenian word to save that's used here is getsutsanel. And getsutsanel literally means to give life, to enliven, to bring back to life, to give resurrection. So, okay. This makes sense. He's going to come and give life to the lost. But again, the word lost is something completely different. Because in Armenian, you have many words for the word lost, especially in classical Armenian. We can say korsavads or molorvads, which means something else. So the question then becomes, why did the Armenian translators use this word? And I said, this week as I was doing my research for this sermon, I asked a couple of Persian Armenians why this word is used. And it's not because the Persian Armenians are a lost people. No. Antagaraka, the opposite. The word in Armenian, Gorsavads, comes from the Persian, old Persian word, and also today in colloquial words, for the word for grave, gor, or gyur. And I'm probably mispronouncing it. But it comes from that old, old word that means grave. So this means when Christ says he has come to save the lost, it's not to come save people who are lost and just bring them back to the fold. It literally means I have come to give life to those who are dead. Those who are dead. And those who feel that they have no purpose in this life. That they are meaningless. They have no goals in this life. And many of us have felt this at the time in our lives. Where we feel, what are we doing here? Because we are so inundated and we are suffering from the stress, the anxiety, and the worries that surround us in this world. And we say, why are we here? What are we doing? And then Christ comes and says, I have come to give you life again. I have come to get you out of that dead state of despair and bring you back to life. He promises to breathe life into us. And then right after this, he says a very, very interesting example. He says, any of you who have 100 sheep and one of them goes off and gets lost, won't they leave the 99 behind and go find that one? And again, at first glance, we think, all right, that makes sense. But we're thinking as Americans who are not shepherds. If one sheep goes astray in the wilderness, that sheep is dead. There's no way that sheep is going to survive. The sheep is not going to go find a new pasture and start eating and survive on its own. The wolves are going to come. They're going to die of starvation. They're not going to have any food to eat. So when he uses this example, he explains to us, any of you who have gone off and are gone are no longer in the fold of the church, are no longer in my protection. I am going to go and not just find you, but give you life again and bring you back from death. This is why it is so important to have a relationship with the church, to have a relationship with God in the church. It's very easy, and I've met many, many people who have told me, Dad, it's a beautiful church. You're a wonderful priest. I don't get that often. You're a wonderful priest. We love your singing. You're handsome, all these things. Yes, yes, yes. But, I can pray to God anywhere. I don't need to go to church to be with God. I can do it in my house. I can do it out in nature. I can do it when I'm driving. And I tell them, you are 100% correct. You can pray to God anywhere. And we see this in the Gospels, and we see this in the Old Testament too, that people in the wilderness, all the way removed from God, still prayed to God, and God heard their cries. Wonderful. But I remind them, the only place that you can come into contact with God, physically come into contact with God, is in the church through Holy Communion. You cannot receive Holy Communion at home. You cannot receive Holy Communion in nature or driving. The only place we can physically feel God and be in his presence physically is in the church. And if you want that, you have to come to church. Christ says this very, very specifically when he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. And he goes on to say, I have come that they may have life, and they may have it abundantly. It is here that we find Christ. Not out in the world when we go home and we pray, or we sleep in on Sunday morning, wake up at 11 or 12, and then pray for maybe 30 seconds and say, I went to church. It's here that we find Christ. And we sing this and we reiterate this after we receive Holy Communion. When the choir sings, we give thanks to you, O Lord, who have fed us from the table of immortal life, distributing your body and your blood for the salvation of the world and for our lives. This is what Christ means when he says, I have come to save the lost. Not just to find them and bring them back, but to find them, bring them back, and give them life. Bring them back from the dead. And we've met many, many people, and I'm sure we all have met them, that are dead in this life. They wake up, they go to work, they come home, they go to sleep. They wake up, they go to work, they come home, they go to sleep. And it's constantly this way. They have no life in them. They have no purpose in this world. We are called to go and find them, and bring them and give them life here in this church. This is the only place that they can find that life. And if they do not have a relationship with God, if they do not have a relationship with the church, then they are dead. And it's up to us to invite them and bring them back into the fold. And when we do this, they will go out and do the same thing. Many of us may feel that we are lost. Many of us may know those who are lost. But through Holy Communion, we are taken out of that grave of despair. We are taken out of that time and that feeling of death and worry, and are given a new life. And when we find that life, and when we feel that life truly, that is when we cannot withhold it and keep it in ourselves. But as Christ says, they will preach it and scream it from the rooftops because they have found it. And we have met these people, and some of us are those people who have found Christ, have felt Christ, have experienced Christ in our lives, and we can't hold it in. We need to tell everyone who we know. Because by doing that, we grow the church, we grow the body of Christ. And Christ, as he says in the gospel, the Father in heaven will rejoice and will be happy because just one has come back to the fold and has found life and is now resurrected. Amen.